This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you wanted to point to a highlight of the American economy the past couple of years, Silicon Valley would be a good place to start. Web 2.0, social media, you know what I'm talking about. Success there means you've made it, right? Well, except there's a whole lot of failure in Silicon Valley as well. Startups stopping, venture capitalists losing. Failure happens so much in tech, in fact, that they kind of celebrate it, most pointedly at a conference held every year in San Francisco known as FailCon. Our wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark was there.
The basic principle behind FailCon is a bit like the one behind Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. If you want to overcome your failures, first you've got to admit them. And so here's how John Crawford, the CEO of a startup called Store Envy, started his presentation.
Good morning, you guys. I'm John, and I'm going to talk to you about how to build a dysfunctional team, something I'm really good at.
There were workshops where people visualized failure and drew pictures of it, a group session with a psychiatrist, tears when a woman publicly apologized to a co-founder she had fired. But as the featured speakers climbed on stage to make their failure confessionals, certain patterns started to emerge. A lot of the stories of failure were told from the hindsight of success. That CEO who built a dysfunctional team, which he eventually fired.
We did raise $5 million more after that happened.
And then there was another speaker, Mike McDermott, who came on stage to talk about his company, FreshBooks. It used to have a different name until everyone told him it sucked.
This is the story of a company that failed in making its biggest branding decision, but it still succeeded in going on to become number two in America for online accounting solutions.
Kind of more like humble brags than admissions of failure, right? And that's the thing about failure, Silicon Valley style. In everyone's rush to embrace it, the meaning of real failure, like fall on your face, serious desperation kind of failure, that seems to get lost. But that was okay by Haiti Moreno and Vineet Modi. They were two FailCon attendees I met over lunch. Like a lot of FailConners, they had each left their jobs recently to try to start their own companies. They'd come here with elevator pitches in hand. Here's Modi's.
We help homeowners discover a home that matches their lifestyle.
And here's Moreno's.
An app to reduce roommate tension.
And being first-time entrepreneurs.
I don't know if I can say this on air.
Don't worry, we'll bleep it.
But I'm scared shitless.
So hey, a story of a failure with a happy ending? Yes, please, says Moreno.
I think in the entrepreneurial world, there's a lot of fail often, fail fast. And you hear it's a mantra and you hear that so often. And I just really like real world examples of what does that mean and what does it look like.
But what failure, quote unquote, looks like at FailCon isn't always the whole picture. Because here in Silicon Valley,
appearances matter a lot.
Janice Fraser has been coming to FailCon for a few years now. She's been a speaker, a failure mentor. She's been involved with six startups herself.
And many of them have failed. And a couple of them have done really, really well.
And Fraser says people keep track of this stuff.
I think that Silicon Valley has an ambivalent relationship with failure. It talks a lot about failure, and yet there's still an embarrassment or a resistance. I think that you can withstand one failure if you have another success, but then if you have a couple failures in a row, it's going to not look good.
I was taught that quit is a four-letter word.
That's Jason Shen, one of the last FailCon speakers of the day. Stanford grad, NCAA gymnastics champ, after tearing every ligament in his knee. In other words, failing is not his thing.
You don't give up, you don't give in, and you do whatever it takes to get the job done. That's how it works.
But that is not how it worked with his startup, a ride-sharing app called RideJoy. Shen raised more than $1 million in venture funding for it. But then, he told the audience, his team struggled to bring in enough new customers to keep their investors happy. So the money they had left, they gave it back and quietly called the company quits. Offstage, Shen told me something he did not mention in his speech, that this all happened right around the time a flashy story about their company came out in Vanity Fair.
And it was like, oh my God, it's so great, you're in Vanity Fair, that's so cool. And we're like, we're doing some other stuff right now. But like, you're just like, yeah, thanks.
Shen says it was really hard to find a silver lining or a useful lesson from all that.
When I was trying to come up with my speech, my quote-unquote takeaway was, when you do a startup, you do things and then things happen. It's very random.
He worked with a speech coach, did some polishing, and eventually came up with this conclusion, which he told the audience on stage at FailCon. Quitting sucks, he said.
But sometimes you have to make room in your life to have something amazing be there.
The crowd clapped. It was time for questions. One woman asked, "So what's the amazing thing you've made room for?" Shen said he's still trying to figure that part out. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.